Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Reichard. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Lemons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave Lemons. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The left fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Leroy Stanton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Art Kusnier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rudy May. Pitching for the California Angels, Rudy May. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off May, and towards Alomar, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Allen moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichard takes first base on ball four. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reichard. The throw from Kusnier and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan takes first base on ball four. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Egan moves to second. Two outs. Dave Lemons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemons strikes out. There goes Egan. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Stanton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. the Angels will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Cusnier and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Art Cusnier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusnier hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Egan hits a fly ball into left field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kosko. Morales reaches second base with a double. May scores. Reichardt goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dave Lemons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemons bunts towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to third. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 0 for 1 in the game. Cosco hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Cusnier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusnier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusnier hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reichardt is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing center field. Sid O'Brien pinch hits for Rudy May. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnstone. Alomar reaches second base with a double. O'Brien goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 White Sox. Vicente Romo now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. It's White Sox, 2, Angels, 2. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 0 for 2 in the game. Cosco takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to second for the out. Barry moves to third. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Oliver steals second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Foster now pitching. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Foster covering, for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Stanton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Pat Kelly now playing right field. Steve Keeley now pitching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Cusinier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusinier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusinier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer pinch hits for Alan Foster. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Barber now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. May hits a fly ball into left field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Vada Pinson pinch hits for Andy Cosco. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Veda Pinson now playing left field. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Egan strikes out. 1 out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Cusnier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusnier is 0 for 3 in the game. Cusnier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenas moves to second. Mickey Rivers pinch hits for Steve Barber. Terry Forster now pitching. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. 1 out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 4 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen is walked intentionally. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 4 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinson moves to third. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0-for-4 in the game. Stanton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinson scores. Oliver moves to third. McMullen moves to second. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.